Welcome in to the Conversations with Carlisle here on January 23rd, 2020. I'm your host, Zion Brown, here with Ben Davis Boys head basketball coach, Don Carlisle. How you doing today, Coach?
Good morning, good people.
All right, we'll start talking about last week's 13-point loss in the Marion County semifinal to Lawrence North. What did you see in that game that ultimately you felt was the reason the Giants lost?
We had a bad start, and they jumped on us early physically, and we didn't respond very well. But what I was proud of what we took away as a positive from that game is we were down big, and the group didn't quit. I would have said two to three weeks ago, we probably would have lost that game by 50 points or so. But we ended up losing by 13, so that's the positive that we can take away from it. Some young guys got in the game, and some guys that, quite frankly, would have quit on us a couple weeks ago. They kept playing, and they played hard throughout to the end of the game.
So even though you lost, it's a very talented Lawrence North team. They ended up winning in the next round against LC. Were you still kind of optimistic about the way the game ended and everything?
Very optimistic about how we competed towards the end. In my estimation, if we had competed like that from the beginning, then it would have been a different game. But it's a learning process. It's a learning curve, and we definitely up to the challenge to keep going and trying to grow as a team, especially heading towards sectional.
Do you still feel good overall just about the way the team played in all three of the county games last week?
Not necessarily Speedway. Yeah. I thought that in the Speedway game, we just wasn't ready to play. Kind of overlooked them and figured it was an easy win, and they did a good job of staying in the game and giving themselves a chance to win. I didn't like the way that we played Speedway. Franklin Central was a bright spot from the county tournament. That was a team that came in here and beat us early in the season in overtime, and we were able to exact that defeat and get a victory in that second round of the county tournament. And we played well as a group. We played well defensively as a team, and we shared the ball, so that was a good team win.
And as a coach, you make a lot of different kind of – your lineups alter a lot from game to game. What goes into your decisions with the starting lineup or just how much you play each player in the rotation?
Well, I'm a field coach, so I'll give everybody an opportunity. And if they play well, they do well, good with their opportunity, then they'll stay in the game. Sometimes the matchups play a part in who starts the game. As we see that – it's a bad matchup for a certain guy, then we'll plug in someone else in that spot. But it's always about matchups, and it's always about who's playing well at the time. That determines who plays in the game.
And this week you have two games, one on Friday, one on Saturday. The Friday game is against the MIC opponent, which obviously is a game you want to win against Center Grove. What do you see in their team that's maybe different than it was last year? They don't have as good as a record, but what do you see overall in the Trojans?
Man, when you lose Mr. Basketball, you're a different team. But they're still well coached and they still play hard, and they'll run their sets. They're not as talented as they were naturally last year, as well as a lot of teams in the MIC. But they'll play hard, and we're on their home court, so they'll always give themselves a chance to win, especially at home.
What do you have to do to beat Center Grove on Friday?
We just have to play a Ben Davis brand of basketball. We have to come and be physical, dominate the glass, and run. Because I know they'll likely want to slow the game down. So it's up to us to push the tempo and get what we wanted to get on offensively, as well as hold them on the defensive end.
And then on Saturday, you'll play another pretty good team in Decatur Central, another team that you did beat last year in the tournament. Mm-hmm. So what do you see in the Decatur Central Hawks squad?
Good team. Tracy boys, the Tracy brothers are pretty good. Like you said, they are a sectional opponent, so it's always good to get a chance to play them and see them in the regular season to maybe prepare your team and prepare yourself for what you're going to see down the road. So they had a hot start to the season. They're having a really good year record-wise. So it'll be good for us to come out with two wins this weekend. It'll bode well for us as a group on our way to getting ourselves back to 500.
So how do you beat that Decatur Central team, especially as you talked about Tracy? He's really good himself.
Mm-hmm. Man, we just got to key in and lock in defensively. As long as we can we can give them 1-0 shots per possession and get a rebound and go and execute on offense and not feel like we have a chance to win against anyone. Even the Lawrence Centrals and Lawrence Norths of MIC basketball in Indiana. So if we do that against any team and we play the Ben Davis style of basketball that we're trying to put out on the court, then we'll have an opportunity to win every game we're in.
All right. Thank you, Coach Carlisle. You have anything else to add on to what you said?
No. Once again, we play Friday night at Center Grove. If you want to jump in your car and get out to the south side to support, we would gladly accept it. And on Saturday night, we are at Decatur Central. It's a short ride here from Ben Davis, so we look forward to seeing you in the stands.
Yep, come on now. If you can't, both of those games will be on WBDG starting around 7:30. Thanks, Coach Carlisle.
Thanks.
This has been The Conversations with Carlisle.